War online from the 26th of May at bbcworldservice.com.
You can pick up the BBC World Service on everything from a satellite receiver to a computer to a radio. Find out the best ways to hear us where you are at bbcworldservice.com.
This is the BBC World Service. Rising temperatures have already driven lizard populations to extinction in some areas, and researchers forecast a grim future. On Science in Action, we'll hear that a full 20% of all lizard species could be extinct by the year 2080. Also today, can we get rid of malaria altogether? One man thinks he knows how to. Details over the next half an hour.
blood for money, money for blood. The dollar's getting higher. Blood for money, money for blood. The dollar's getting higher. Blood for money, money for blood.
You can hear 'em scream!
This is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. And I'm Jason, your host, along with Mark Farabee here in the booth. We've got Fuzzcat coming in this morning, going to join us for some live music and a little chit-chat. Good morning, guys.
Morning. Morning. Get over to the microphone.
Sure. All right, let's get these guys on a mic. They're just strolling in with their coffee and the sleep still in their eyes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure, that's how we
would. But we're not going to tell you. All right.
Cool. We started that set off. With a little bit of, well, yes, Fuzzcat. That was Emergency off of your latest EP. Is that right?
Yeah. Basically, it's an album we've had recorded for quite some time and just haven't bothered to get it actually on some sort of format. But you can get it on iTunes.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to ask you about that because you have the last album you put out, Impact, is a full album, and then you also have For Sale on your, you know, on CD Baby and all that. Is that called, the EP? Is
yeah,
that
yeah,
what it
yeah.
is?
It's called that. Okay. Emergency.
Basically, as you know how it goes, it's like you want to record. Oh, sorry, you want to record all the time, but it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
So you play a bunch of shows until you get enough money, and then you got to decide like how much money are you going to spend per song. And you know, we started out in a like in an attic and then a basement, and then that first EP was The Hive. That was our first step into a real studio. And you know, it's just it's awesome. You learn so much and realize recording is so different. But you know, I don't know, now with the CD kind of dead, you don't have to fit it into a physical form, right? Get a certain amount together to make a certain amount of money to get your money back. You just can keep releasing singles and stuff online,
yeah,
with those cards
sure.
especially. So, I don't know. It's really weird. I don't know. That would be interesting to talk to any other band, like, to hear about, do they really, now, is the CD dead? Is it done?
Yeah, for sure.
I imagine there may be even, like, a little more promoting that needs to go on now, because you're just basically selling singles, right?
Yeah.
So, like, it's not like you're touring a whole album, so to go and promote just one song and try and get, like, 1,000 people to download it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
like, 9 cents.
It's, the whole music thing is just changing like crazy now,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, I think it makes it easier and harder, kind of, in a way, you know, because you're just trying to sell one song instead of a whole album. But at for the sure. same time, if that's all you have to sell people, it's like, they better like that one.
You know what it seems to me? It's like the 50s again.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
It's like back where it's like, you know, you're just hawking one
you
song.
You got an A song, an yeah. A side and a B side.
Yeah, and yeah. Sunrise. We're driving from radio station to radio station. We're hopping like on, you know, the internet. Like, please play this song. Please play this song, you know.
Well, I think a lot of bands these days right now, they're, you know, they're not even printing CDs anymore. They're printing vinyl.
Yeah. Sure.
And then when you buy the vinyl, you get, you know, a download free download card or
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, plus you can just do like download on demand. They can just email you at your MySpace and purchase you from
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's thing right off here. Website. So.
No, absolutely. And then the thing is, they're gonna download it for free anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's all we're all like, yeah, sure, they're going to pay.
It's just,
what?
More, it's just more touring for bands. Yeah.
That's it. And I'm like, you know what? The troubadour is back, man. Like, if you want to go out and play music, you should actually play for people, which seems insane, but...
That's crazy talk.
It's crazy talk. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'd love to do vinyl, but... you know, it's still expensive.
Yeah,
you know,
for
so
sure.
It is so expensive. To
Very
say
expensive.
Vinyl, but
it's way cooler.
Yeah, way cooler. Yeah, absolutely.
The CD is dead. Like, everybody bought tons of CDs, but now that the media, having a medium like that is dead, less people are going to buy it, and so it costs more, so you sell it for more. Supply and demand. Simple supply and demand.
I want to bring back posters. I remember, like, posters were huge. You used to go to big poster shows getting posters. Yeah. And now it's like, because there's nothing physical really to represent without the CD and stuff.
That's
and the vinyl
cool.
can get it, but I'm like, from now on, bringing back, like, the massive posters. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Put us up on your closet. There's,
yeah, absolutely.
Cool black
every
and
morning.
Cover the door.
Fuzzcat's
yeah.
watching you.
What would you guys do in your poster?
That's
do you have
actually,
an image?
That's a good idea right there. It's just, well, it would be cool to do a poster where we're all just kind of watching you sleep or something like that. So when you're like, it's a poster that you look at night and you're like, oh my god, I gotta forget that before I fall asleep.
Slightly judging.
Slightly judging.
You could do better.
You should be listening to Fuzzcat right
It'll
now.
It'll be the Fuzzcat motivational poster. You could do better.
You could do
better. You ought to patent that idea before somebody else gets to it.
That'd be awesome. But just one shout out to Combination 13. He's this guy, Steve Kitchen, who's done design work. He started out in England, and he does everything from, like, he's done a t-shirt for Kings of Leon to, like, Slacker stuff. But he's in town now, and he loves doing stuff. And he did our logo. He's done all kinds of things. And it's like, yeah, it's websites or MySpace Combination 13. And any local band, I would say, whatever you want, he wants. You know, to capture.
He wants work,
but he wants to, like, you know, get their image and do design for him. He's been doing it for like 10 years, man. So
cool.
It's just like gem that kind of popped up, I think, in Vancouver.
Well, where can people contact him then?
Yeah, basically combination13.com. And the best part about him is he saw us once at Malone's, and he liked us so much he just made a logo and he showed it to us, and it's the best thing that's.
Yeah.
That has captured Fuzzcat. So he goes to one show he'll capture your sound in an image.
He's been doing this for a long time. And he does it for, because he loves music, you know. He was the kid, like, in elementary school who kept, like, drawing Eddie from Iron Maiden. You know, or, like, tracing the AC/DC logo. Yeah. But, yeah, it's awesome.
Cool. You guys ever make t-shirts for your band?
The first t-shirts ever made for this band were done in my backyard with a can of spray paint and cardboard, you know, player dealy stencil, yeah. And then we made some other shirts, and they were pretty cool. We just, like, ripped off a Red Stripe label and put some Fuzzcat on there.
I wouldn't choose the verb ripped off. The legal department says that's a bit...
We
were inspired by...
Yeah. But they were pretty cool shirts, but they just ran out, and we've got some quotes.
Yeah.
We've got a plan.
The reason I mentioned it, I just found a wicked resource. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Purple Thistle, which is a community art space, which is, I guess, funded by government grants and whatnot, but anybody's welcome to drop in there, and they have screen printing materials there. Just went down and did my first screen yesterday.
Nice.
And, we're setting up our production line. We're going to start making some t-shirts soon. Yeah.
You guys are having your CD release...
Yeah, this coming Sunday, but May 23rd, the following Sunday, during the May long weekend. So hopefully we'll have some t-shirts
for that. That's the
get-down,
ladies and gentlemen, at the Railway Club. it sounds awesome. Yeah. I don't know if we're going to be in town, but
we'll be in Kelowna.
We're going to Kelowna playing at Doc Willoughby's.
Yeah, on the 21st,
22nd?
21st. Cool.
Doc Willoughby's.
And then busking the town square.
Nice.
Well, yeah, the next day, because we couldn't find any other show. So we had always planned on busking in the town square the next day.
That's what I meant to say.
You're probably
the biggest crowd that day.
We're hoping that.
No, we love busking, too, because this band started acoustic. We'd love to do that sort of thing, just take our instruments, and now everybody's like, he just got a melodica.
Tell me English Bay the other day, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was the most amazing experience. Like, we were down in English Bay the other day, and it was the first time we've ever gathered a crowd, and it was like 40, 45 people all around us, like, loving our music, and...
Dropping
$10 bills.
Have you guys...
You'll see Fuzzcat down at the beach.
Have you guys heard about this whole protest that they're doing down on Granville Street?
Against the bus.
Yeah.
You want to know why?
I'm going to go down and check that out.
Yeah, you're going to be down there for that?
We have
a show tonight, so at the Railway Club, so it works out. We're going to load in. Well, that's what I'm going to do, load in and then go down there. And then we get to go back and play. It's like, this is going to be a great night of music.
Yeah, so I guess that is tonight, isn't it?
Yeah,
I guess, so what's the deal behind that? They're not letting musicians busk on Granville Street?
Apparently the cops at 10 o'clock go around and say, all right, stop.
I think one of the clubs complained, or some of the people that live near Granville complained.
Yeah.
But you live near Granville.
I know.
It's called the Entertainment District. Don't buy a place there if you don't want to hear music.
Yeah. I think, personally, the best thing that we could do for it is go down and busk. Like, before 10, follow the rules right now, but... The thing is, I never see any really good bands down there busking. Every once in a while, but most of the people with instruments on the street are playing Stairway to Heaven over and over again. You know what I mean?
That guy,
and
he's been there forever, right?
With his electric guitar.
Yes, and all he does is Stairway to Heaven and Wish You Were Here.
Yeah.
Now that cop should arrest him. Yeah, exactly. Like, excuse me, sir. Maybe you don't see. It says here you must play a whole song. And you cannot play the same fucking song within 5 minutes of each other. Well, get out of here!
That's the thing. The cops aren't allowed to go around and be like, you suck, you're gone, you're good, you can stay. So they have to make a blanket rule. So
if there's going to be any rule, it's like no more jugglers. How many jugglers can a fucking city have?
We're thinking about actually having juggling in our live show, because there's so many jugglers and one of them is going to do it for $5. Definitely.
Yeah, we go down and get in a battle with jugglers at English Bay. They're like, hey, could you guys move along? I'm trying. You're interfering with my crowd. I'm like, actually, we're entertaining them.
You're a juggler.
It's not that they're like bad. It's just that a guy will do a thing, and you go, wow, that's pretty good. And then another guy will come and do the exact same thing for another hour.
Well, if you're going to juggle, guy, you need to do something. You need to be juggling, like, Excalibur, chainsaws,
and you should actually
the
like,
great sword
pull it out of the rock first. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, make it a show.
What's new with juggling?
What's new with
that? Maybe you should have a backup band.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, let's work together. Don't get angry.
Yeah, that was funny.
Seriously, juggle our guitars.
Yeah. Oh, the best part about the guy who got mad at us was our buddy was down there, and he was pretty wasted, and he ran over and grabbed his balls and started juggling his, like, and he's like,
well, the best was he walked up. They were having like talking back and forth, right? Trash talking and whatever. And then my friend's like, "Oh yeah," and he walks up, and they're still building a crowd. Exactly. And everyone thought, "Oh, here's this drunk guy gonna come up and be an asshole." And then he starts juggling, and everyone's like, "Yeah!"
The guy's like, "Can I have my stuff back?" And he's just like, "Oh,
I should add another one. What do you think?"
And all of us didn't know he could juggle.
Yeah,
I was pretty impressed. That was the first time I was impressed with juggling.
I just like how you said he went there and grabbed his balls.
Yeah, juggled his balls a little bit.
Yeah.
Juggled them around.
I was slightly confused there for a minute.
Oh, geez.
Cool. Well, you guys only got till about 8:30, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Cool. All right. Well, I should mention you are listening to Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver. This we got Fuzzcat, live here in studio if you're just tuning in. And, yeah, you guys are going to play some tunes for us today?
Love
you. Cool. All right. And you guys got a gig tonight?
Yes.
At the Railway Club.
Yeah.
Now, this is a fundraiser.
Yeah, for the Ride to Conquer Cancer.
Nice.
Yeah. So, biking, live music.
Beauty.
Great things.
What time you think you guys are kicking off there?
Probably 11:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. It starts at 8:30.
There's a lot of
Marty
acts.
Maines kicks it off like 8:30, and then there's Manny Kyra,
Arctic.
There's a comedian apparently who's going to get up and kill him for a little bit, so that's great.
The film industry.
And then a comedian.
Way to go, Einstein. Yeah, so should be fun.
Cool. Quite a bit of entertainment at the Railway Club this evening, and you'll be helping charity.
Oh, and Grandview Park tomorrow.
The Grandview Park protest.
That should be fun.
The Grandview Park protest has asked Fuzzcat to join them tomorrow.
Yeah, what's that protest all about?
Well, let's make a long story short. They're going to improve the park. To improve the park, they have to shut it down for a year, and some people don't like that.
And there weren't open public consultations.
What's wrong with it, right?
Well, they've been dog poop.
I'm not just kidding. Think about how much better that park could be.
Well, like,
it's true.
I got two words for you. Koi pond.
I don't think there
is. If
we could get a huge koi pond, I'd be stoked.
They're going to put in new tennis courts. They're going to put in new play structures for kids. They're going to beef up the landscaping, I'm sure. That's just a guess. But they have to shut it down for a year, and people don't want to shut down for a year.
That's
the way it's not, you know, most of the time it's not like as anything. It's not actually what's happening, it's how it's done.
Yeah.
And you know, like, you know, anyone who lives in this province knows that, like, our government is just like assholes, right? On all levels. And so you know, when they do stuff, it's like, we're going to do it, we don't give a fuck what, don't care what you say.
It's okay.
Was I supposed to press a button there?
Just start singing.
It's an erosion, you know, it's an erosion of the way systems work, and people keep making people feel connected to decisions and stuff, and it's more about people following what's been dictated to them rather than participating. And I think, I mean, in the essence, that's one of the things of this protest. And I think that part is, of course, is necessary. You know, the whole HST recall, same deal. The most important part is that if you really disagree with it, say something. Because if you don't, and you complain later, shut the up. All right? You know, like, I don't know.
Get involved. You gotta complain in the moment.
Yeah, exactly. That's
you can't fight the guy who wants to fight you after he's left. You need to fight him here and now.
That's, dude, that is a great Zen statement. Like, complain in the moment. That's great.
It's an easy age to keep informed. So
it's true.
People should know if they want to protest something, they can get the knowledge of what's going on out there.
Yeah.
People just Twitter their protests now, though.
Nobody gets
together on mass. Just like, I'm so disappointed. Me too.
Yeah. And now I'm watching YouTube again.
Yeah. It's work out.
Yeah.
So, come down to Grandview Park, 8:30.
Yeah.
8:30 p.m.
We'll
come down earlier. There's going to be
a lot. Should be a bunch of bands.
Yeah.
And that's tomorrow, Saturday.
Eight bands or something.
Saturday, so yes.
It's going to be pretty wild. Mm-hmm. And there's a huge party down the road. Huge party. If you can find it, you can come.
Huge. Look for the smoke.
Cool. Well, before I got a track set up here, a little vinyl from the old Velvet Underground album, nice. Loaded. But before we move on, I should introduce the band, shouldn't I? We got Chris Ryan here, singer and guitar player for Fuzzcat, as well as Dave Wise. I've forgotten.
Jeff
Carter. That's right. Jeff is on the drums. And there's two folks here that I don't think I've actually ever met before. We played a gig with Fuzzcat.
Yeah,
it was almost awesome. A year ago, and there was a few different band members at the time.
One band member. He had to move to Mexico for parental lawsuit reasons, yeah, I think. I think that was the real reason.
Yeah.
But these guys.
Peter Bowles, who is a fantastic keys player. You'll hear him on Melodica soon. And hand drummer and all Weird Things music. And then Steve Badal, who is lightning on guitar.
Cool. Well, you guys are just
on guitar.
And vocal effects.
You guys are just kind of hanging quietly in the back. Is there anything you would like to say over the airwaves while you're here?
Yeah, guys, come and say something over the airwaves.
Hi, Mom.
Your mom will be so happy.
I don't have a lot to say. We just joined the band like 3 months ago or whatever, so... I mean, we've been friends with these guys for years and years. We used to live with them, actually. That's how we actually used to live with these guys about 5 years ago, and that's kind of how we met. And they used to jam. We used to jam with them all the time. And then, you know, they had a band member that had to go, and there we were, just waiting for them. So
it's pretty sweet timing. I just got back from Australia, and these guys asked me to play with them. I was pretty stoked. It's been really awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
Just good to be playing shows again.
Yeah, you guys are playing quite a few gigs these days.
Yeah.
Once a week. Yeah.
Busy band.
Much once a week, yeah. Like, it's been sometimes pretty busy, twice. Actually.
Awesome. Yeah.
The railway is our home.
Yeah.
The railway club.
We love playing. I love playing the railway, though. Railway's a great venue. It still books really good music consistently. And, like, you know, the people that own it seem really cool. And, you know, all the staff there is really awesome.
I noticed
too, so.
You guys on the train that travels around your little.
Yeah, I noticed. Yeah. I noticed that the other. My buddy noticed that the other day, and he told me about it. I was like, "That's
member.
Awesome."
It was a staff member.
Sweet.
Really, yeah.
Sweet.
So I'm stoked about that.
I didn't see it the last time I was there. That I was looking for. They must have a different rotation of trains or something.
They have like a band car.
Yeah,
that was the Northwestern, not the.
Yeah, but thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, no problem. All right. Well, we got some Fuzzcat live in studio right here on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver. We're going to get to a little bit of Velvet Underground.
Before we go to Velvet Underground, let's just mention that last tune that we heard from the Stolen Organ Family Band off the album Horse Treats, a tune called Shitty Town. These guys will be in here on June 11th as well, some psychedelic folk. And, so stay tuned for those guys on June 11th here on Friday Sunrise as well.
Cool. I'm going to take you right back to 1970 and warm up these old turntables. Hopefully they work right here on Friday Sunrise. Showers since you broke my heart.
sun. Who cares that it is shining? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the sun? Who loves the sun? Not everyone. Who loves the
We're back on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver. This is Friday Sunrise live here with Fuzzcat.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, we're still here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Jay.
Oh, yeah, Jay's here too. So yeah, you guys want to play some tunes here for us?
Yes.
Sure. What do you got in store?
This one's called Good Man. If you've seen us before, you know this song.
Yeah. All right. I think I know that one as well. It's a wicked tune.
So should we just keep going? So
yeah, might as well.
Just keep going. Just keep going.
By the way, this is Fuzzcat. You can check him out tonight at the Railway Club. Thank you. Awesome. This is Fuzzcat Live right here on Friday Sunrise on 101.9
CHI. Throw your bones in a bed, Vancouver, and start dancing.
Exactly.
Pull over and chair dance if you have to.
Cool. We're going to take a quick little break here and get to some of the required advertisements that we have to play right here on 101.9 CHI here.
Keep
FM. Exactly. So, yeah, we'll be back with Fuzzcat on Friday Sunrise for a few more tunes. Don't forget, they're playing at the Railway Club tonight for a fundraiser for the Ride to Conquer Cancer. So, everybody benefits. Fuzzcat has a wicked audience to play to. Except and there's...
Screw you, cancer.
Coming for you!
All right.
The Seed Productions Foundation is proud to present An Evening with Deepak Chopra. On the heels of two new releases, the New York Times best-selling author Deepak Chopra will bring his message of well-being to Vancouver on June the 4th. Dr. Chopra is acknowledged as one of the world's leaders in mind-body medicine and has been described as the poet-prophet of alternative medicine. He will talk about his latest works, Reinventing the Body, Resurrecting the Soul, How to Create a New You, and The Ultimate Happiness Prescription, The Seven Keys to Joy and Enlightenment. An Evening with Deepak Chopra at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre, Friday, June 4th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets online at Ticketmaster.ca.
And when we experience that, you'll be extremely ecstatic. You'll be extremely joyful because this is the real you. And that he calls Nirvana.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs? Compact discs, I mean. DVDs even, whatever. Anything that might be better with
radio-ness.
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
And
Mark?
And
Jason?
The Bear? All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise at vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
CITR 101.9 FM and Van Music are proud to present The Get Down with their CD release party at the Railway Club May 23rd. With the release of their second album, Are You Down?, the Vancouver indie band is back once again. Producer Hamish Thompson will also be playing with his band The Ten Sons, along with reggae rockers Giraffe, Aftermath, and the City Sirens. The Get Down with special guests. Doors at 8 p.m., tickets at the door. Sunday, May 23rd at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street.
All right. We are back on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CHR FM in Vancouver with Fuzzcat. live in studio. Chris Ryan was just telling us a funny story. I am originally from North Vancouver. I live in Vancouver now. I work in Deep Cove still. And he was just, what was this you were saying? There was a police incident in North Vancouver?
We should all do our bit to help out in the community. So if you're living in the Deep Cove area, you need to be on the lookout for some people who defaced school property and then defecated through a broken skylight of an elementary school into a classroom.
Wow.
That's pretty hard.
Skylight.
Crime Stoppers. 222 tips, everyone.
I think they just wanted to see how much it would spread, you know. Good height. It's a good height.
Somebody stop these elementary school poopers.
They got the stopwatch going. Go! 5 seconds.
It's called Operation Splat.
Oh, no. 188, stop the poop.
Awesome. All right. Well, yeah, we got about 10 minutes here before you guys say you got to roll out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, let's make the most of our time here.
This is not a rebel song.
Thank you.
Shazam.
I don't think the last line of that song has ever been a lie. I've never lied once.
In Holleran Park.
Is that why it smells so funny in here right now?
I just had the Italian shower to camp, maybe that's it. What's racist? Alright, one more, shall we rock? Is that
Sea to Sky?
Yes, sea to Sky. So this is a tribute to the Sea to Sky.
Yeah. Yeah. I know,
it's hard to read into, but
the first track of our new album when it actually comes to you. But not acoustic, of course. Oh, full on electric.
You know it as Three Dupes.
Yeah, you know it as Three Dupes.
But it was PC'd.
Yeah, it got PC'd. It is now called Sea to Sky.
Thank you. Wicked.
He broke a string. Whoa. Yeah.
Oh. E string.
Wow, I've never seen anybody break a bass string.
The biggest one of all, too.
Wow.
I play the acoustic pretty hard.
Yeah. Shows.
I played a lot.
You went ahead and said that.
Yeah, I play it hard. Hot, heavy, rough, hard.
I guess we got to run then. I do this.
Yeah. Cool. Well,
thanks for coming, guys.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Great. You guys are doing this for fun. Fans in Vancouver.
Anytime you guys get a new time slot, you just call us and we'll.
We start at 5:30 now. So if we got a little bit earlier, we can go for longer.
Yeah, yeah.
We can stay
up all night. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, dude, you just woke up to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Show up wasted.
We'll just put a keg right in that corner. Yeah. We'll lock that door. It'll be smoky.
What do you mean? There is a keg in this corner. Yeah.
That stripper was just for you.
Nice. You got a ride in it.
Yes. Yes, there's green jelly beans in the way. Yeah.
Cool.
My
well,
Fuzzcat is not a fan of green jelly beans. I just
gotta take a stand.
Yellow. It's all of the yellow.
Pea color? Yeah, yeah, but thanks for having us.
Yeah. I should mention one more time, you guys are playing at the Railway Club tonight for a fundraiser for the Right to Conquer Cancer.
It will be electric.
Yeah. Nice, electrified. Well, that's the one great thing is what you guys can rock off a really awesome acoustic set and still do your electric set, and that is something that all bands should be able to do because, you know, you can't always be plugged in.
We also, I'm going to quickly mention that we also do something we call Fuzzcat and Friends at the Railway Club the second Monday of the month. And if you guys want to write us go to Fuzzcat at MySpace, Fuzzcat Music, contact us. If anybody wants to come play a show with us acoustic, we'd love to force you to drop your electrics and come play acoustic with us.
Nice.
We've been doing it for 2 years. We've had amazing bands. It's been fun.
So where can people contact you then?
Yeah, myspace.com/fuzzcatmusic or fuzzcat, fuzz hyphen cat. No, I'm just kidding. Fuzzcatmusic@gmail.com. We're getting rid of the old one.
Yeah. Gmail is the new world.
No hyphens. We're against hyphens, too. Yeah. Cool. Or we're on Facebook.
Yeah, you can Fuzzcat Alliance on Facebook.
Yeah, I just liked you guys on Facebook when I woke up this morning.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. We're getting a new page, just a Fuzzcat band page, because I'm trying to control that better, and Facebook is weird now.
Yeah.
It's weird.
They'll take all your information and sell it. Don't.
The Empire is attacking.
On that note.
All right. Yeah, they're
going to
be
like War of the Worlds.
Thanks again, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Sweet. All right. Well, yeah, we want to thank Fuzzcat for coming in this morning. You can listen to this podcast of this show and hear it all over again if you want at CITR.ca or bandmusic.ca. And, yeah. And hear it all over again. That was Fuzzcat. Pretty wicked band they're playing tonight at the Railway Club. Don't forget, be there or be square.
And also check them out. Fantastic way to start your day and end it. So if you're listening right now, make sure to bookend it with that show tonight at the Railway.
Yes, exactly. And they're also playing at Grandview Park on Commercial Drive tomorrow night, which will be a great show as well. Nice, should be a nice day tomorrow.
Get out.
Yeah, exactly.
Outdoor music.
Get out to the park. I just might be there, because that's pretty close to my back door. Anywho, I guess we only got about...
that show is over as well, because that starts at 8:30. You can head down to Pat's Pub, where there's a big metal show going on with Magnus Rising, Sinister Black, and Fuse Breaker. Yeah, doors open for that one at 9. Actually, at 8, I believe. And then the metal starts about an hour or so later. So
beauty.
If you want to be relaxed and mellow and then get a little heavy, then head on down to Pat's Pub tomorrow night as well.
Cool. Nice. What else was I going to say? Wow, you totally threw me off there, Jay. You're so funny, you funny boy. Yes. Anyways, I guess I'll have to scramble to figure out what I'm going to say, so I guess we're going to move on to,
You're so pro.
This is what I was going to say. We only have about 25 minutes before...
Synchronicity comes on the air.
Exactly, with Marie Bernard. Spiritual talk for your mind, body, and soul. So yeah, we're going to get it to a few more local artists who you can check out around town. Anything?
Fuzzcat's awesome! Go see Fuzzcat!
Yes, exactly. Tonight at the Railway Club. Any last words before you guys walk out that door?
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We're all normal humans in the end. We're all just going to work now. All going to work.
Off to the day job.
Yeah, we'll see you guys later.
Thanks, guys.
Cool.
You guys.
All right, peace.
All right. Well, we're going to move on to the 468 Blues from Tobacco Brown. Yes, a...
another local fave, some good folk music.
Yeah, we had him in on the show probably about over a month ago. And he's a North Vancouver boy. Spent some time living in London, England. And just recently moved back less than a year ago and is playing around town quite a bit. You can check him out. He's going to be playing at Falcon Eddie's June 3rd. So yeah, here's 468 Blues from Mr. Tobacco Brown, good friend of ours.
There was a rude boy on my bus just the other day. I'll bet he thought, everyone thought, that he looked gay. He had flowers in his arms and kisses in his teeth. It's safe to say, in spite of this, there was rare beef. I said, rude boy, why you lying about everything you say? You bumble claw, pussy hole, everything's okay. He said, dickhead, why you trying to put me in my place? I never said a single word, you judge me by my face. He said, these flowers are for my girlfriend, it's our anniversary. 2 years, 6 months, and kids, we've got three. And then he said, la la. I said, rude boy, I am sorry I ever said those words. I shook his hand and said my name. He showed me Becca his bird. He said, Johnny is what you call me when you are my mate. We hung out for a bit, drinking and chatting shit. Now I say, la 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 la. Johnny walked into a bullet just the other day. It's safe to say, in spite of this, never was okay. He left Becca on her own in the haberdashery. £4 in the bank, in her hands, not a thing. And now she says, and now she says, and now she says.
The New Testament.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's in ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right.
Trying to play a little MySpace for you there. Trying to get some fuse breaker happening, but sometimes the MySpace is a little wonky. If y'all use it, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. But I think we got it going. So, anyways, yeah, we're gonna plug this show that's happening tomorrow night.
Yes, we're gonna move into a little bit of heavy music here for you. Just gonna play some Magnus Rising, and hopefully we can get some Sinister Black and some Fuse Breaker in. Actually, looks like Fuse Breaker's right now. And, all these gentlemen will be playing at Pat's Pub, a metal show brought to you by vanmusic.ca, tomorrow night. Doors open at 8, and the metal starts at 9. Yeah, it's gonna be pretty intense. Fuse Breaker promises to blow... In their words, the infected doors off the place.
Wow!
So bring your goggles, bring your bulletproof vest. There's gonna be flying debris from all the awesome rock that's gonna be emanating from the stage.
Be sure to bring my latex gloves.
Why do you have those latex gloves? I see you with those every day. But I don't understand.
It's sanitary.
Mark, you're such a clean fellow.
I am. So yeah, we're gonna kick it up a notch and play some metal bands here. This is Fuse Breaker, a local independent metal band.
Yeah, Fuse Breaker is the culmination, I guess, of timed like freaking a decade of music for Chris Thomas, who was in several bands, Serial Porn to Igloo to Dielectric, Red Ant Army, and now Fuse Breaker. So. Yeah, quite a variety of bands, but a fixture in the metal scene out here in Vancouver.
Cool. All right, well, here's a little Fuse Breaker for you. This is Predator Smile.
All right, this is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FMCI Tower in Vancouver, and if you weren't awake before, I'm sure you are now. That was two tracks by Fusebreaker, Consistent and Predator Smiles. About 5 minutes left in this episode of Friday Sunrise before Synchronicity starts with Marie Bernard, who is having a tarot card reader on the show today. So stay tuned and phone in to CITR to have your tarot cards read. And just want to say thanks once again for listening, Vancouver.
Yeah, if you want to check out the podcast of today's show, you can check it out at vanmusic.ca. Should be up there in a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Fuzzcat in earlier, who's playing at the Railway Club tonight for the Ride to Conquer Cancer. It's a fundraiser for that, and you can probably see them tonight as well for the protest down on Granville
Street. Yeah,
for the
no busking protest.
Yes, exactly.
I believe he said not letting 10:30. 10 o'clock or 10:30, the busking is supposed to cease.
Yeah.
So the buskers are going to descend and be like, try and cease this,
exactly.
From what I've heard. So go and show up. Show your support for your local musicians who busk for money, and that's how they live.
Yes. Should also mention, if you're, you can check out our Friday Sunrise Facebook page on Facebook.
Yes, you can like us on Facebook. I'm trying to collect as many people as we can on there. And if you would like to send us some music, get your music on the show, or possibly come on the show, you can always contact us at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca.
And I should also mention, because I forgot to before, we heard Fusebreaker, we heard a track from North Vancouver's very own Dustin Bentall. Yes, son of Barney Bentall. That was the River Song off of his first album, Streets with No Lights, which I have a copy of here, autographed, yes, by the very Dustin Bentall, who is playing May 20th at The Venue. If you'd like to go check him out, he just finished a tour with, Canada's very own Blue Rodeo. Across nice. Canada, played some 30-something shows, and heading back to Vancouver to play for his in his hometown.
Sweet. All right, well, we're going to put on a last track of the day for us here at Friday Sunrise, some Magnus Rising, a song called Counting the Numbers. But before I sign off here myself, I want to remember to mention to the bands out there to check out vanmusic.ca. They've got an index started where they're basically categorizing all of the Vancouver bands. And that's a lot. If you want to get on that list, there's a massive list of music on vanmusic.ca, and it's like a family tree of Vancouver music. So if you want to get on it, get your band on it, get exposed, check out vanmusic.ca.
Contact these people.
More than happy to help you. All right, so this is Magnus Rising, Counting the Numbers here on Friday Sunrise, and thanks for listening.
What's up? It's Randy from Emma God, and you're checking out Magnus Rising on MySpace.